desecrate every dear relationship I had. I know, too, that through a wonderful set of God-guided circumstances and people, I was led to the only possible course of behavior that will keep me sane, sober, constructive, and happy. I was 20 when I had my first drink, and although I liked the taste, I didn't like the way it made me feel. I didn't drink again until I was in my early 30s and thought it made me seem cool and sophisticated. During these early years, a couple of drinks were enough, and I often nursed one scotch on the rocks for a full evening. When I was 35, my 12-year-old son was diagnosed with an incurable cancer, and within a few months, my husband demanded a divorce. For the following 5 years, while my son lived, I seldom drank and never drank alone. Agony, fear, hurt, and exhaustion did not make me a drunk. Happiness opened that door much, much later. During my mid-40s, my interest in alcohol began to gain momentum. Although I had continued to work, I had otherwise isolated myself to care for my son and his younger sister, each of whom required a special dose of stability, love, and security. Soon after my son's death, I made a decided effort to re-enter the adult world. My debut encouraged my drinking. It was not yet obsessive, but drinking became more and more a part of my daily life. I no longer entertained without serving cocktails, and seldom attended gatherings where liquor wasn't provided. I always managed to find the post-activity drinking crowd, whether it was after dog obedience training or an oil painting class. During my late 40s, it was not unusual for me to have a drink alone in the evening, although there were